Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace IELTS Speaking Part 2, describing a time you tried something new and didn't like it. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I've seen countless candidates tackle the challenge of describing a time they tried something new and didn't enjoy it. This topic is a common one in IELTS Speaking Part 2, and it's likely to appear in future tests. In this article, I'll guide you through how to approach this task effectively and score high marks. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. Before diving into the main task, let's look at some questions you might encounter in Part 1 related to trying new things. Do you enjoy trying new activities? How often do you try new things? What's the most recent new thing you've tried? Let's consider how to answer the first question. Examiner, do you enjoy trying new activities? Sample answer. Yes, I do. I think it's important to step out of your comfort zone sometimes. Trying new things can be exciting and helps you learn more about yourself. Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in the adage that variety is the spice of life. I find that pushing my boundaries and exploring uncharted territories, so to speak, not only broadens my horizons, but also fosters personal growth. It's through these new experiences that I often discover hidden talents or interests I never knew I had. Part 2. Long Turn. Now let's focus on the main task. Here's a typical cue card you might receive. Describe a time when you tried something new and didn't like it. You should say what the new thing was, when and where you tried it, why you decided to try it, and explain why you didn't like it. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about the time I tried skydiving. It was something I'd always been curious about, but never had the courage to try until last summer. I was on vacation with some friends in New Zealand, and they convinced me to give it a go. We went to a skydiving center near Queenstown. I decided to try it because I wanted to challenge myself and do something adventurous. However, when it came time to jump, I realized it wasn't for me. The feeling of free falling was terrifying, and I felt sick to my stomach. Even though the view was beautiful, I couldn't enjoy it because I was so scared. I didn't like it because the experience was too intense for me. I prefer activities that are exciting but don't make me feel like my life is in danger. It taught me that sometimes the idea of something can be more appealing than the reality. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to recount an experience I had with molecular gastronomy, a modern style of cuisine that incorporates scientific techniques into food preparation. This culinary adventure took place about 2 years ago at a highly acclaimed restaurant in London that specializes in this avant-garde approach to cooking. My decision to try molecular gastronomy stemmed from my curiosity about cutting-edge culinary trends and a desire to expand my gastronomic horizons. As someone who considers themselves a food enthusiast, I felt compelled to explore this innovative dining concept that had been garnering significant attention in the culinary world. However, much to my surprise, the experience fell short of my expectations. The dishes, while visually stunning, often prioritized presentation over flavor. I found myself yearning for the comforting familiarity of traditional cooking methods. The deconstructed nature of many dishes left me feeling disconnected from the essence of the ingredients. Moreover, the scientific approach to food preparation seemed to strip away the soul and warmth that I associate with a satisfying meal. The clinical precision of each dish, while impressive from a technical standpoint, failed to evoke the emotional response that I typically experience with well-prepared conventional cuisine. This experience taught me a valuable lesson about the subjective nature of culinary preferences and the importance of balancing innovation with tradition in gastronomy. While I can appreciate the creativity and skill involved in molecular gastronomy, I realized that my palate is more attuned to dishes that celebrate the inherent qualities of ingredients rather than transforming them beyond recognition. Follow-up questions. Do you think it's important to try new things, even if you might not like them? How can people overcome their fear of trying new experiences? Let's look at how to answer the first follow-up question. Sample answer. Yes, I think it's important to try new things. Even if you don't like them, you learn something about yourself. It helps you grow as a person and understand your preferences better. Sample answer, absolutely. I believe that embracing new experiences, regardless of the outcome, is crucial for personal development. Even when we encounter something we don't enjoy, we gain valuable insights about our preferences, boundaries, and capabilities. This process of self-discovery is invaluable and often leads to unexpected personal growth. Moreover, the act of stepping out of our comfort zone builds resilience and adaptability, skills that are increasingly important in our rapidly changing world. It's through these diverse experiences, both positive and negative, that we cultivate a more nuanced understanding of ourselves and the world around us. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here's an example. Examiner, how do you think society's attitude towards trying new things has changed over the years? Sample answer, Band 6-7. I think society has become more open to trying new things. With social media, people can easily share their experiences, which encourages others to try new activities. Also, there's more emphasis on personal growth these days, which often involves trying new things. Sample answer, 8-9. I believe there's been a significant shift in societal attitudes towards novelty and experimentation over the past few decades. This change can be attributed to several factors. Firstly, the rapid pace of technological advancement has necessitated a more adaptable mindset, making people more receptive to new ideas and experiences. Secondly, globalization has exposed us to a diverse array of cultures and practices, broadening our horizons and increasing our curiosity about unfamiliar concepts. Social media platforms have played a crucial role in this, acting as catalysts for trend dissemination and encouraging a fear of missing out that often drives people to try new things. Moreover, there's been a paradigm shift in how we view personal development. The emphasis has moved from stability and consistency to continuous learning and growth, which inherently involves embracing new experiences. This shift is reflected in educational systems, workplace cultures, and even leisure activities, where innovation and creativity are highly valued. However, it's worth noting that this increased openness to novelty isn't universal. There's also been a counter-movement valuing tradition and familiarity, especially in response to the rapid changes in society. This dichotomy creates an interesting dynamic where society simultaneously embraces innovation while seeking the comfort of the familiar. Key vocabulary and phrases. To score high in your IELTS speaking test, use these advanced vocabulary items and phrases. Step out of one's comfort zone, idiom, to do something that you are not comfortable doing. Example, trying molecular gastronomy was really stepping out of my comfort zone. Broaden one's horizons, verb, to expand or widen one's range of experiences, interests, or knowledge. Example, traveling abroad is a great way to broaden your horizons. Cutting edge, adjective, very modern and advanced. Example, the restaurant specializes in cutting edge culinary techniques. Avant-garde, god, new and experimental ideas, especially in the arts. Example, the chef is known for his avant-garde approach to traditional dishes. Paradigm shift, nime shift, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, the internet caused a paradigm shift in how we access information. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing new experiences, use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases naturally into your responses. Provide specific details. Instead of general statements, give concrete examples to illustrate your points. Develop your ideas. Don't just answer the question directly. Elaborate on your thoughts and provide reasoning. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Showcase your language skills by using complex sentences and different tenses appropriately. Practice speaking on various topics. Familiarize yourself with different subjects to build confidence and fluency. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Practice regularly, seek feedback, and don't be afraid to express your opinions confidently. For more tips on how to improve your IELTS speaking skills, check out our comprehensive guide.